So this is a case study call. And I know that there were a couple of people who submitted case studies, and I don't see, I think Alma submitted a case study, and I don't see her on it. And I'm going to check in with Lynn and see who submitted a case study, because she was the one that told me the other day. And I know they're in the case study thing, but I want to know who to look for. So Lynn... So we've got Jane, Valerie. I'm going to open these lines and see if you guys are quiet enough to be heard.
Are you there?
I am.
Okay. So Alma said that she is not doing a case study today, but I just saw that Shonda is doing one.
Shonda's got one on. Okay.
Or
good.
That
okay.
She, yeah. Yeah, at least I saw the stuff in the case study submission forms.
Perfect. So, Shonda, I see you're
yes.
there. Your line is open. So, you submitted a case, so I'm going to pull it up. And you put it in the case study folder, Lynn?
I did not. I just found it, and that is my fault.
Okay.
It's in the mock forms.
It would be in mock forms. Let's see if it's actually on
yep.
the... I'm going to see if it's on the email, because usually that's easier to get to the mock forms. And when did it come in? When did you submit it, Shonda?
It came in 2 days ago, so this is my fault. I did not see it. Because usually it comes into my email, and I've been having issues with my email.
Well, we had so much trouble with our email. We had a big outage today, guys. I don't know how many of you heard it or not, but that was why. So our emails were dead for, like, I don't know, 12 hours or something. So it was 2 days ago, so it should still be there, right? Oh, my God, I have such a backup of spam in my book. Okay.
I know. That's what kept coming through is spam.
So 2 days ago was the second, and it should say
yep.
CAFE file uploader, nutritional endocrinology, strategy session.
It would say case study, INE case study submission.
Here we go. Yep, Shonda, I see it. But it did not. Did you attach any labs to it, Shonda, or was it just the?
Yes.
You did?
Yeah.
I did.
Okay. So I've got this, and I'm going to just print this part out so I can see it better so I don't have to keep switching screens. And then I'm going to go to our mock form thing, and I'll open it up, and I'll get your labs, and then we'll go through this. Sounds good.
I've got it downloaded. Do you want me to just put it in your Skype attachment, or what would you like me to do?
Put it in I've got it here. I'm opening it up in mock form, but
okay.
You can put it in that. The best place to put it is the Dropbox thing, because usually they don't.
Okay.
They don't do so well on Skype if they're big, unless it's really small. If it's big, they usually don't do well on Skype.
It's not a real big one.
Okay, we'll put it on Skype and try, and I'll see if I can
okay.
find the mock form. I'll see which comes out first.
So I attached her Genova stool test.
Oh, good.
And then I also attached her lab work, but her lab work's from last year, so I don't know that there's any real point in going over that. I just attached it because I had it.
Yeah, well, it might bring up, like, if questions come up about the history and some other things. It's always nice even to look at old stuff. You can't hang your hat on old stuff because people come in, somebody
yeah.
gave me their oat test from, like, 3 years ago. And she says, well, why should I have to do another test? I didn't do anything about this test. You know, I never did anything to address the things that came up in this test. I'm like, really? Okay. But it's 3 years ago. Like, really? You want me to try to
yeah.
treat you based on a test that's 3 years old? So you'll have people do that. Why they buy tests and then don't get them, don't do anything with them, I don't know. But,
yeah.
So Shonda, I'm almost there. So you, I think we're faster. Say, okay, so the practitioner, this Teresa is her name?
Yep.
Okay, so I'm going to share my screen, and I'm going to have up this plan, but I'm going to keep it printed next to me, so if I flip to the lab, I can see it easily. So this is Actually, let me do it this way. Let me just do it from this Skype here. Okay, file received, and then I'm going to say save as. Why won't it let me save it? There we go. Save as an Adobe file. So it's the functional health practitioner. That's the one that's the labs, right? Lynn, you didn't put up the, I don't see the GI, the Genova test. I just see functional health practitioner lab.
I just attached the mobile.
That was all there was the one.
Oh, that's weird, because I attached them both.
Really? Could you go ahead and just email it to to NEPT@DrRitaMarie.com, and that way both Lynn and I will get it, and I'll be able to open it.
Okay.
All right, and then I'm going to save it.
But that's the one I really want.
That's the one,
sure,
yeah. Well, that's real fun and interesting. Okay, so we're going to say NEPT. Okay, it's in the, we used to put them in the, we have to case study, right? NEPT case studies thing. There we go, NEPT case studies. Wow, it used to have a whole bunch of subfolders in there. Something's weird on my computer. Okay, so I've got that. I'm going to close that down. I'm going to save this one. What's this one, Lynn, that you just said, the third one, Michael T. Redacted PDF?
That's the one I sent.
Oh, you just sent it.
That's the one I sent. I
redacted
her.
Okay, cool. All right, let me save this one, and then I'll show it to everybody. So while we're doing all this, why don't you tell us a little bit about this person?
Yeah, so I just have had two sessions with this lady. She is a 59-year-old woman who came to me. I did a beautiful blood sugar balancing presentation at my husband's work. And she was I want to lose weight. I'll come and see you. She has an interesting history because she, a few years ago, had pill esophagitis, which I had never heard of. I mean, I'm a nurse, and I worked in the ER and all over. I had never heard of until just a couple of years ago.
And
but I guess she had
pill esophagitis, P-I-L-L?
Pill esophagitis. It happens when you take a pill and you don't swallow it properly, and it sits in your esophagus and it burns your esophagus.
Okay.
So she got very sick from that because she didn't know what it was. She thought she was having a heart attack, was doing not well. She lost a lot of weight. She was unable to eat. And then she came down with a GI bug.
Well, before you go there, let's just tell us a little bit about the symptoms she presented with. Did she have burning? Did she have reflux? Did she have burping or throat? What did she have?
She had a lot of pain and burning, I think mostly in her chest. And it hurt to lie down. And it hurt to eat. And I don't think this. She went in right away. Like, it took her a long time to go in and be seen. When she thought she was having a heart attack, that's when she finally went in, and that's what they diagnosed her with. But it took a long time to heal. So she was put on acid blocker, and it just took time. She lost a lot of weight because she just couldn't eat. She got down to 100 and some, just over 100 pounds. That was taking care, like, so she had that. And then in the same year, she and her husband both came down with an undiagnosed GI bug. And they both had horrible diarrhea and vomiting. She did, at that point, go to a naturopath, and she did have a stool test done back then. She's not gotten me the results yet. There was a lot of stuff out of whack, but I don't know exactly what. And I don't know what they did, and she couldn't really tell me what they did about it. And then after all, like, in then that same year, like close to a year later, she was diagnosed with major depression and anxiety and was hospitalized. I think she was hospitalized for a month.
Wow.
And that was back in 2011, 2012. And she's now very stable on her antidepressants. And she really just wants, like, she feels like she's gotten her life back now, and she's at the point that she can look at losing weight. Because she had this stool test done back a few years ago, and there were significant things that needed to be worked on, she wanted to get another one done and see where she was at now. But that's really her only medical history.
Okay, so she's, I'm having a hard time with this. With the sheet. I don't know if you guys can see it, but your window. So that passage, so her age, her size, her occupation, some of those other things that we get a sense of.
Yeah.
You know, some of the things.
So she's
why was she taking pills? What kind of pills was she taking?
That was her anti. I think that was her. She was put on an antidepressant.
Okay.
And she took it, and they down right away. And so it didn't go all the way down, and that's how she got pilocybin.
Hmm. So is she still on antidepressants?
She's still on antidepressants.
Okay. So her main complaint is this stomach stuff, right?
Well, her main complaint actually is just weight loss, and she has huge sugar cravings. She eats a lot of sugar. So we were going to work on blood sugar balancing, but she still has a fair bit of digestive issues. I'm trying to pull up my forms.
I can't get it to move. It's like it's stuck there and it's not moving in that whole screen, and if I knock it out, it's going to knock out the other one. I'm going to try opening it from my own email.
Okay. So if I...
Yeah. So her age is what?
She's 59.
59, okay.
She works in, she's got an administrative job. She works out a lot. She actually is a certified yoga instructor about every day. So she's really good at that in her life. But she eats sugar constantly and drinks a lot of alcohol.
Okay.
So,
and what about the rest of her diet? Is she conscientious? Does she eat vegetables? Does she eat gluten, dairy, other allergens?
Yeah, so yes, she eats everything. It's always interesting. I'm sure everybody gets this when they have somebody sit down in their chair the first time. I eat really healthy because they hear what they've been told, right? Dairy's good for you. Oats are good for you. And so that's what she was eating. Her mornings were oatmeal with yogurt. Her dinners and lunches are better. She eats a lot of salads, a lot of greens, a lot of veggies, but always desserts, lots of sugar along with that. And, of course, you know, eating six meals, you know, eating six times in the day.
So she eats six times a day. Okay. So let's talk
she
about...
breakfast, she has snacks.
Yeah, so she does the typical eat constantly because she's craving sugar constantly, right?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm having a hard time getting this thing going, and I'm distracted right now trying to get it going. So for some reason, there we go.
Okay. I'm not watching your screen because I'm looking at my own document.
I know, but the rest of the folks want to see your screen. Right. So so let's just, in a nutshell, she's 5'4", she's 160 pounds, she's married, she does an admin kind of work, she works out a lot, she's concerned about her weight, she has this history of pilocybin. Does she feel like the pilocybin is healed now?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
So no
she's
issues.
Not having
anymore.
Those complaints anymore.
No.
Okay. And does she have any other GI complaints?
Oh yeah. I mean, she rated. Oh God, now I have to. So I write all of these in my office, and I only have them electronically. So she scored high and low stomach acid, upper GI stuff, and digestive enzymes on her. GI assessment questionnaire.
Mm-hmm.
So she still has some work to do there that we're working on.
So she does have other stuff going on. She's currently on medications. So it looks like she's on a statin. She's still on an antidepressant, two of them.
Yep.
And possibly an acid blocker.
She has an acid blocker that she just takes PRN when she needs it, and she hasn't taken it in a few months.
Right. Right.
So what I've got her doing is doing bitters before meals. She's not consistent with it, but she's trying. I've got her off gluten, like all the standard stuff.
Great.
Great. Has she stuck to it 100%? It's only been 2 weeks. Has she stuck to it 100%? No. But she does good during the week, and then weekends are tougher.
And anything else we should know? It looks like exercise she does 5 times a week. She doesn't. We don't know about her outdoor time. Drinking greens, she doesn't. She has eat vegetables. She does drink alcohol. She does consume coffee. Okay, and her goals, like when you say to her, what's your purpose for having, you know, to come to me, and what is the biggest thing you want me to help you with? She says it's her weight.
Yeah.
Okay.
And her sugar cravings, and she kind of ties that together.
Which they tie together. Okay. Now, when you do this conversation with her, right, you sit down with her and you go through her health history and you ask her lots of questions, have you spoken to her about, like, asked her how ready and willing she is to make changes? She already said she is, right? She changed some of that stuff. So she really wants help, right? She needs help right now with the sugar, right? Because she's got that those cravings.
Yeah.
Right.
She's pretty darn motivated.
It sounds like she's motivated. It sounds like she's motivated.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, to keep people motivated, right, because she's starting out with the goal of the weight, to keep people motivated, it's also, you know, making sure that she's aware, like, look, she's on a statin drug, which means that her heart is stressed, right, her cardiovascular system is stressed. She's on a she's still on the depression and anxiety stuff. And that, you know, that the gut can be a big piece of this, and that's why you did the stool test, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. All right. So let's take a look at the stool test.
Yeah, I'm really curious about this. I have lots of questions.
So have you gone through it yet to see what...
I've gone through it.
Yep.
But I'm not, like, I really don't know that I know how to read this test.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So that's, you know, just looking for to make sure I'm interpreting it right. I went on the website and went through every line in their manual of what showed up on hers. But
that's
I want to make sure that I'm reading it right. So.
Okay. So this first page. It's kind of a summary. It's kind of a graphical summary. This is relatively new. I don't remember ever having one of these when I've gotten tests. I know Steph showed one a while back. So we're looking at diversity, right? She doesn't have a whole lot of diversity in her gut, in her microflora. It's kind of towards the bottom third. Her abundance, she doesn't have as good a numbers of the various bugs that we're considering her good flora. So this is just a graphical thing, so you can show them, and it's actually good to show them, look where you are versus the healthy patient. This is the Firmicutes and the Bacteroides and those kinds of things. This is where I like to look. So this is the microbiome. I personally am used to using the doctor's data, which is laid out a little bit differently, so I just have to make a little bit of shift in my mental note about how this is organized. So she's pretty high on this particular type of bacteroides. She's so these are commensals. So these are the kind that if she's in a green range or a kind of a low range, they're not likely to be causing her a problem. But once it gets really high, that's going to be a problem. So this is something that needs to be addressed. And first of all, it's like fixing the whole terrain, right? You're getting her off the gluten, you're getting her to do bitters, you're getting her to do enzymes and all that sort of stuff. I would say make sure that you've got incorporated into her protocol, because of her history of this esophagitis, some really good mucosal rebuilding type supplementation, whether it's slippery elm or marshmallow or DGL or something, making sure there's some vitamin D1, because those all help with the rebuilding of the mucosa, because that's a piece that you got to be careful of. Because once you have that damage to the area, it's going to be much more sensitive in the future, as you know.
Right.
Okay, so is a little bit high. Lactobacillus is high. Where's the bacillus? They're done. Bifidum. Yeah. So I like to look at the ratio between the lactobacillus and the bifidus.
Yeah.
And she's got a much lower concentration of bifidus versus lactobacillus. And really, we should be having a much higher concentration of bacteria bifido compared to the lactobacillus. So if you are going to work with the probiotics, I would really focus on the bifidum.
Yeah, and that's good, because that's what I was trying to do with her. That's what I'm trying to get her to do.
Good. Yep, definitely. And if she's open to making her own cultured foods or sauerkraut, you just have her do it, but put the bifidus in there to really enhance that growth. She's got E. coli overgrowth, right? On the second one, you see that here, right?
Yep.
So that's a bacteria that they're calling it commensal, but once it gets high like that, it's no longer commensal. It's it's epidemic. Okay. This one, you know, she's up at the high end, but interestingly enough, this one, I don't know this bug at all, so I don't know much about it. But mucophilia, yeah, I don't know much about this bacteria, but it's not really, they're not considering it in a red range, so I'm not sure what the amounts and what should be there. But definitely there's a problem here with the E. coli. Now, what I would do with this, if I were working with this person, I would then go look those things up. I would look up, well, what does that mean? And I look at the thing. What does the test say? Does the test address that particular bug?
My screen has frozen where you're looking. So which one are you looking at?
Oh, it has frozen. It's the A-K-K-E-R Akkermansia mucophilia. Eosinophilia.
I don't have it in front of me what I wrote down because I left it in my office, but what I found interesting on some of the ones that were in the higher range was they were associated with gluten intolerance and celiac stuff.
Hmm.
There seemed to be a theme with that.
Yeah, I think that's a good thing to know, to be able to get people to stick with what you've asked her to do.
Yeah, and she has celiac in her family.
Mm-hmm.
Not that that means something all the time, but it just makes someone more open to cutting it out.
To cutting it out, right, exactly. I mean, anybody that has gut issues should be cutting it out, just in general, whether they test for it or not. You could test her for it, but I'm a fan of not spending people's money unless you need it, if you have other evidence that's going to get them to do it. So if this looks like, oh, yeah, you've got these bugs and they tend to be higher in celiac and you have a family history of celiac, and we could test you if you want to, and this is a test I would recommend, and otherwise I would just assume it and keep it out. What do you think? Like, put it back in their hands.
Yeah. And that's really where I went with it. We didn't even talk about testing. I was just like, you have a good reason here to keep cutting it out, like to really work on that.
Right. Well, this is interesting, because in the other one, the lactobacillus showed up as high, and on this one it shows up as no growth.
Which I was really curious about. So when I looked at her, the probiotic she was taking, which really common for clients to come in and be on all supplements from Costco.
Mm-hmm.
And she's taking some probiotic from Costco, and it's really high in lactobacillus. Mm-hmm. And so then I wonder if she's even getting any. I said, I don't know. I think you're wasting your money.
Yeah, but it doesn't. Potentially. Sure, but it says on the first page, right? Lactobacillus.
It's
high. And down here, it has it as no growth. Mm-hmm. So unless this was a culture, that I don't know. That would have me running to, you know, call the lab, look it up, research it, really pour through those things. Because, like I said, I'm not really that as familiar with their new format of their test, and I've never seen it there twice. Usually I see it in one place.
Yeah.
And it's usually right on the first page they have the normal bacteria, the ones that we're looking for, the favorable ones.
Right.
So, no over parasites, which doesn't necessarily mean there are no parasites if you suspected it, but these particular ones aren't there in the mm-hmm. test. It doesn't have a large numbers, but okay. No yeast. Okay, so the main thing is some bacterial overgrowth going on mm-hmm. here, the E. coli overgrowth. And whatever that other one is, if it's problematic or not, it may not be, I don't know. So that's the main thing that I'm seeing. I'm very curious about that lactobacillus because that doesn't seem to make sense in terms of what else is going on. You know,
I'm going to have to call them. Yeah.
So I would check in with the lab on that one.
So I guess my question is with this, and make sure that I do the right thing by at least what I'm seeing here. So my first question is, if she's got E. coli, an overgrowth of E. coli, will balancing out her gut bacteria get rid of that? Or is there something else I should be looking at?
Well, it could. I mean, it depends on which of those tests is correct, right? So... if you're saying just giving her probiotics, will it crowd it out? Probably not. You know, and if it does, it'll take a long time.
Okay.
All right. If you can get her to do regular probiotic foods, if you can get her to make her own kefir with add some bifidus to it, if you get her to do a lot of that stuff and really shift the diet a lot, it might. Mm-hmm. But I think you got to get those sugar cravings under control because she's just feeding it all.
She's just feeding it, yeah. She's actually really fun to work with because she wants to, when I said, well, you know, you could ferment your own foods, but I don't know, are you at, like, most of my clients, when I say that in their first appointment, they're like, what? She's like, my husband and I have been talking about that. Okay, I'll give you some recipes.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, like, she's really wants to do all of this stuff and has been very interested in it. So.
Great. Yeah, so I think you're going to have, you know, you're going to get good results with her because she's going to do what you ask her to do. So it's just a matter of making sure that you're focused and you don't overwhelm her. You know, you don't want to get her to the point where, like, I thought I wanted to do all this, but it's a little bit too much.
Yeah.
But I would say you could look at starting with some good probiotics and see what happens, but chances are that you might have to give her a little something to get that under control. You know, it could be... And this doesn't do the culture insensitivity. So I always like to see the culture insensitivity because when I do them, I'm always surprised that some of the stuff I would have said, oh, let's just put her on oregano or let's put her on berberine or whatever, that they've grown sensitive. So whatever you choose, you might start to choose like food-related things, like get her to eat some more oregano, get her to do some stuff that are antimicrobial in the food supply. You know, and then maybe have her do some berberine and other things, but alternate them, rotate them, so that she doesn't become sensitized to them, even if she is. But kind of shooting in the dark when they don't do the sensitizations.
Well, the joy of living in Canada is that test that includes that is over $700.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
This alone was over $500.
What? Oh, yeah.
So, wow. I mean, she's motivated. She's willing to pay that plus, you know, $900 to work with me. So.
Wow. Well, she's motivated. So I would just look at your repertoire of antibacterial, antimicrobial stuff and get her on a pattern of rotating them with the probiotic foods and just see how she does, because that's all the foundational stuff. You know, teach her about how to calm yourself before she eats and, you know, all the stuff that's going to enhance digestion. Give her something to help, you know, build the mucous membrane. Assume she has leaky gut, so some of those things to help heal leaky gut would be helpful. And see how she goes with it. But now, from the blood sugar standpoint, right, I think she's got a raging blood sugar issue. Now, it could be coming from the gut being out of balance, but I think she's got a raging blood sugar issue. So, in general, those are the people I would start with some blood sugar supplements, because she knows she shouldn't eat the sugars, but she's having a hard time with it, right, because she's craving it.
Yeah. So I have a question about...
I was going to say, you teach her about other sorts. So if she's craving the sweet flavor, see if, you know, teaching her how to make bonbons made with stevia or Lohan or something like that is going to help satisfy that.
Yeah.
And get her on the blood sugar balancing supplements, and then, you know, see what you can do to get her off of the sugar cravings. Glutamine, if she can tolerate glutamine can help sugar cravings, as can chlorella.
Okay. Question about the supplements for blood sugar balancing. So, again, everything's so expensive here. And to get somebody to test their blood sugars here, to get test strips can be over $1 a piece.
Ugh.
It's just cost prohibitive. And so when you put somebody on chromium and magnesium and omegas and such, do they need to be testing their blood sugar, or are we okay doing that when they're not testing their blood sugar, especially with the chromium?
You know, what I do with people is if they won't test their blood sugar, I'll just tell them, I'll have them take the supplements for a few weeks, and then I'll give them that metabolic reset at a glance document, which is just a chart. And I just want you to eat these foods for a month to really stabilize you. And then you see how she goes, and if her cravings are getting under control, she's dropping the weight, she's feeling more energetic, she's feeling better, you can go by that.
Okay.
You can also have her do a baseline at the lab, if the lab will do her, and see what her fasting glucose and her hemoglobin A1C is, if they'll even do a hemoglobin A1C.
Well, it depends on your doctor, right? When I did a blood sugar presentation to practitioners here in Edmonton where I live, and somebody asked the question that they had read that you shouldn't take chromium for more than, and I don't remember how many days it was. And
I'd like to see a study. I haven't seen a study like that. I'd love to read it if there is a study or a set of studies like that. That explains to me the mechanisms of why. I've heard, I've seen a few studies that say chromium picolinate, taken over long periods of time, can have some toxic effects, and I don't remember whether it was liver or kidney, but I have seen that. The polynicotinate, I haven't seen that on, but if there are studies out there, I want to see them.
Okay. And, of course, you know, they didn't know where they'd heard that, but I hadn't heard that, and
I haven't either.
I'm sure if I'd missed something.
Yeah, that's what, you know, there's a lot of people here, and a lot of things are hearsay, and it's total misinterpretation.
Yeah.
It's like the game of telephone, right? Somebody said one thing, and then it got passed on to somebody else, and the next thing you know, they're passing around a rumor. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of stuff in our alternative health arsenal is like that. It's like one person said it, and we don't really know what the truth is.
Yeah. Well, I think most of my first schooling in holistic nutrition was like that, not based on science or research or biochemistry.
Yeah.
I don't want to take any more time other than I want to say, for anybody who is ever thinking about doing presentations to practitioners, never forget that some of those people can become clients too. Because I didn't go into it thinking that I would do a pitch because I would get clients out of it, but I did get clients out of it, so...
And I'm going to tell you that those are probably your best clients, because if they feel like you know a lot more than they do about a particular topic, they're on it, not only because they want to get themselves out of a pickle, but because then they feel like they're going to learn it for other people. So yeah, I think it's a great opportunity. I have a lot of people that are practitioners who are my clients.
Yeah, I've actually had a few, and it's they're easy to work with because they'll just do it.
They just do it. Yeah.
So, anyways, I thought I would share
great.
That because I didn't think about it, and I did get clients out of it. So.
Awesome. And doing these presentations is an awesome thing, right? Whether you do it in person or whether you figure out a way to do it as a webinar. And it's a great way for you to get in front of people and share your expertise and really own the material, because you have to study it before you get out there. You know, you study it and you know it, and then when you start to speak it, you start to really own it. And people
I've been doing a few on blood sugar balancing, and I'm doing my first webinar on May 12th.
All right. Who are you doing it to?
I'm starting my first online sort of group program, Dune, which is why you haven't seen me a lot. I'm working lots getting that together. So.
Awesome. I'm so glad for you. Congratulations.
Yeah. And my parents are doing it. What an honor that my parents trust me enough.
Oh, my God. That's amazing.
And one of my sisters.
Family members. Holy cow. We're all envious. Because we know how family members are usually the hardest.
I know. So it's been an emotional month, and working lots of hours, and I'm feeling very stressed tonight. So I'm going to probably, after this call, go put my feet up.
Go do it, yeah. Oh, thank you for sharing. And just keep doing the breathing and keep calming yourself down and know that you're making a huge impact on the world and people and... This is great.
I'm so excited. I'm going to cry. I'm so excited because this is why I'm doing what I'm doing, and I want to reach more people and change lives. Dr. Rita Marie, you changed mine. And
thank you.
And that's why I've changed careers. So,
I'm so excited.
Very excited.
Yay. And I think you get to see more, you may have more frustrations in it because you have to, like, it's on your back, but in nursing, you know, when you're in nursing and you're just doing what somebody else is giving you to do, the protocols they're giving you to do, and you find that they're not effective, when you switch to something like this where you can actually give people things to do that are going to change how they feel, it's so rewarding.
And I'm so excited because I had a client that was an RN, and she's a manager, and I'm doing almost like a 3 hours of lesson learned three times with all of her staff at the end of May.
Wow.
Getting in front of those healthcare workers, that's my goal.
Cool. That's where we want to change it, right? That's so awesome.
Yeah.
That's so awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you for doing what you're doing.
Oh, thank you.
Gives me goosebumps.
That's good.
All right. It is good stuff. Where is everybody? Okay. Well, that was good, and if anybody else has a case, I don't have any other cases. I know Alma submitted one, but she said she wasn't going to be here, so she wanted us to do it, I guess, Lynn said. And I just as soon call it an early day because it's been one of those all day long going, trying to get my website back, and we finally got it back, and I haven't even had a chance to get caught up in, you know, things. So if nobody else has questions or has cases, then we can call it early. And I know we just got off of a 2.5-hour call with Jess Armin. If you missed it, he was amazing. That presentation,
amazing.
Wasn't it? It was just totally amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So, and he was so generous with his time and his sharing. He went on for 2.5 hours. It was 2.5 hours, exactly. So I just really applaud him. If you guys, reach out to him on Facebook and just, send him a little message and thank him, that would be really, really great. He just was so gracious and so so full of information. So if you haven't seen it, we'll post it. You can always go back to the same link that was in the email, the Instant Teleseminar link, and you can watch it that way. And I did record it, and we'll send it on over to get put on the site. Any other questions, comments, cases, things you want to talk about?
Dr. Marie, you emailed me after I submitted my monthly thing and told me that I should share with people what I'm doing, how I'm studying.
Oh, yes, please do. Yeah.
Should I share that really quick? I mean, it's really simple.
Yes, please do, because I really like what you said.
I think with just about every module, as I go through it, I'm creating client handouts from the content. And so it's not only helping me study, it's also helping my business. So that saves, and in my mind, it's like I'm saving time because I don't carve out just studying. I'm actually working on my business as well. So
I like that because the justification is I'm working on my business right now. And if you just watch something and listen to it and you don't do something to, in my opinion, manipulate the material, right, play with the material, get your hands in it, then you don't remember it as well. But if you take it in, because as you're creating a client handout from it, you're thinking about how am I going to use this information, how am I going to practically put this information into practice, and you have to understand it to be able to orchestrate it and format it in a way or organize it in a way that people are going to understand. So I think it's an amazing thing to do. So great stuff. So
and then when I go... When I'm creating a program, when I look at all the stuff I've created, I have a lot of it done. I'm not starting from scratch.
Yes.
So it's not as daunting.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's awesome. Yeah. Thank you, Shonda. And thank you for
And I'm really going to, I'm going to really miss you guys in May.
I wish you could come.
Sadly. I am determined, by golly, next year.
Well, I don't know if it's going to be at the beach next year, but I'm hoping it goes really well and we are in time. What's that?
It's the people. It's the people that I want to meet. I don't even care the location. It could be in the desert. I don't care.
Well, the desert could actually be nice if we found the right desert thing, but
Yeah.
Well, we're going to miss everybody that's not going to be there. It's going to be so amazing, and it's just going to be that nice combination of self-care, nurture, growing, you know, working on your business and working on your clinical skills as well. So we're going to try to balance all of that. I wish we could be together longer. I'd love to make them, you know, 5 to 7 days, but I know how hard it is for people to even get there for 3 days. So, and this particular time, there is no way I could fit it in. For more, even if I wanted to. I would have liked to at the beach, but have half days of retreat and the other half days of play. But, this time it's a little different. So, yeah, thank you. Anyone else? Anything to share? Raise your hand with a 2 on your keypad if you want to. Or if some of the lines are open, I think the ones that came in earlier are open. Somebody's in as backup pin. I don't know who that is. Who came in as backup pin?
Is that me?
Is that you? Who is that?
Beverly.
Beverly, you're also in as Beverly, though. You're in twice.
Really?
Yeah.
That's weird. I don't know.
How
well,
weird.
Anyway, as you know, I'm here with my very wonderful, blessed cousin who continues to bless me all the time, and I sat here with him, and we both intently just listened to Dr. Jeff's conference, and he is about 6 to 8 minutes from here.
Yeah.
10 at the most.
Oh, my goodness.
And
go on over there.
We tried to call. You know how complicated my case is. Is that perfect? Was that me in a nutshell or what?
Yeah.
So I'm really excited, and I'm going to go. We called him. That is, we're going to call him tomorrow, and see if we can get him.
And
but
Facebook
it's been a very long day. I'm glad you're wrapping up. His wife had brain surgery today, and another friend of ours had surgery today. So it's been a long day of stress. So it sounds like you guys have had your share with the website, and So I'm grateful for the call and the connection with Dr. Amin, and that was just a fabulous call.
Oh, I'm so happy that you're there and you can go, and you have all these relatives with brain cancers and brain tumors, and you might want to make sure that they all get in to see him.
Exactly. And his daughter and him are both survivors, and you how many times with cancer. So I'm here trying to help him learn all the things that we are as you know, learning and teaching our clients and patients and trying to help him change his That's history, but for the better in the future. We're going to make my cousin, sweetheart Michael, much better in the future. So one day at a time.
One day at a time. And it's awesome that you're open to it, Michael.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
And he's also booked a ticket to come to the conference, the retreat today.
The retreat?
In Florida.
But that's for practitioners. I mean, he could
come. No, for me, not
you. Oh, you did?
Not
for okay. I'm like, he'll be like over his head. Okay.
No. No, not
for
him.
You booked a ticket. Okay, got it. Super, yay.
Yeah,
you're great.
For me to go down there for a few days and join you all in learning, and then I'll be coming back here.
Oh, fantastic. Sweet. Oh, wonderful. I'm so glad.
I know. We're so excited. I can't wait. So, So get some rest, and I look forward to our next call and seeing you in Florida.
Just a few weeks. Yeah. Thank you, Beverly. All right, so who else? Lines are open.
Are all the lines open? Much love to you guys, and I look forward to seeing you all. And do take care.
Okay, thank you. I think she's on twice. Yeah, she was on twice. No wonder there was an echo. That's weird. Who else? Anybody else have any questions or comments? All right. Somebody, I don't know, maybe it wasn't her. If you just had your hand up with a 2, say hi.
Hi. Sequoia.
Oh, Sequoia. Okay, your backup pin. Okay, so it wasn't Beverly that was backup pin. She just happened to say hi when I opened up that line.
So, I just wanted to reiterate that about getting in Canada. I usually buy in bulk from the States because it works out way cheaper for the test strips, for the glucose test strips, and for the monitor, and you can usually get them in a package from Grace Healthcare.
Grace Healthcare?
Grace Healthcare, G-R-A-C-E.
G-R-A-T-E, Healthcare. Okay. And is it?
I've put it in the chat.
Oh, perfect. Okay. So, Shonda, take a look at the chat. I'm going to see where you said. And is that something that they can... that they ship it over? It's no problem?
They ship.
You don't have to go across. Okay.
No problem. Sometimes you get charged a little bit extra at the border, but sometimes, most of the time, not.
Right.
But it's still, even with all the extra charges and even with the exchange rate, it works out much cheaper.
Fantastic. Yay, great. That's good to know. And the cheapest way is probably if you have somebody that's in the States that can order it on Amazon. I don't know if those are as cheap as the ones on Amazon for like 100 strips for $18, but is to be able to go visit somebody and have it shipped to their house and do it that way is another way to do it. But you're not close to the border, right? You're pretty far up there. Thank you. Anyone else? We have Jane. Hi, Jane.
Hi, can you hear me? Hi.
I can.
I have a question. So I've got an 88-year-old client.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, exactly. So this is my mother-in-law.
Mm.
So I'm kind of at a loss at, you know, how far to take this healing. I mean, I think she's finally feeling bad enough that she's willing to come to my house, which is like an infirmary right now, to get help. And I'm you know, really toying on how to proceed with this because, to be honest, her living situation where she's going to go back to, you know, it's not going to be a perfect scene. So what she's got is some major cardiovascular issues. So my thought was, really to concentrate on foods that are easy to digest, obviously getting more plant-based foods.
Yep.
And obviously trying to pull out like the wheat and the dairy, those obvious things.
And any of the other, you know, kind of simple.
Yeah, sugar. Definitely sugar. And my thought, I'm just kind of, you know, thinking this out loud, trying to figure out how I'm going to proceed with this. and I'm just thinking easy to digest foods. I'm thinking, yeah, I need to get her in raw, but the thought of her, she would be kind of on her own with some of the things in her diet. Because the other family members just don't eat that way. She used to eat that way when she lived in South America, but they don't, you know, who she's living with and who she relies on, they don't eat that way. So my thought was what I was going to do is start coming up with clever recipes and things that she can prepare ahead of time, because, you know, things that are missing that she loves that are missing out of her diet, like are, you know, garlic and ginger, because the family doesn't like it.
Mm. Wow.
And trying to prepare some of those things ahead of time, have it in the fridge, so all she has to do is add it to a recipe or, you know, do something like that. But, you know, the thought that she would actually sit down and, you know, be sitting there and cut a bunch of vegetables, that's just not going to happen. She doesn't have the energy for it. I don't know.
Do
I kind
that,
of
they
I throw
won't do that for her. They won't make her vegetables.
I don't know if they will. I mean, it's not really a huge task. She doesn't really eat that much. You know, when you get up at that age, they're not eating very much.
Give her up some vegetables here. You know, she.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, big pot things of greens and broccoli and cauliflower and, you know, cruciferous and. You know, some sweet potatoes. Is she thin or is she heavy?
She's on the heavier side.
Yeah. So sticking to the
nuts. She's not morbidly obese or anything, but there are blood sugar issues too. So.
Well, you know what? When I would approach somebody like that, it's like we can do. It's kind of like what Tony does with good, better, best. It's like. Here's the ideal, right? If you were to be able to just, if I could just recommend the ideal diet for you, this is what I would be recommending you do. Now, let's talk about where you are right now. Let's talk about ways that you can improve it. What I want to avoid doing when you're trying to help to, I don't want to say dumb it down, but that's basically what we're doing, dumb it down for their ability to do it or their lifestyle. We kind of give them the impression that they're doing the best, right, as opposed to striving, right? So maybe she would go back and say, look, I want to eat more broccoli, cauliflower, greens. Can you just, you know, here's the vegetables. Can you just cut these up for me and steam them for me? Or if she's not going to stand around cutting up vegetables, she doesn't have to. You go to the supermarket and they have pre-cut just about everything. Right? You can get them in stir-fry mixes, and you can get the baby spinaches and kale and whatnot and arugula.
Right.
So I wouldn't, you know, I would give her an idea of what you're trying to accomplish, the balance you're trying to accomplish, to the best of her ability to get it. And then don't make it hard for her, you know? Don't make it like...
No, yeah, I don't, that's what I'm, yeah, I'm trying to make, yeah. I'm trying to do it. But I'm also trying to make it, like, the family, like, really love meals. They love eating, and there is just this, there's a love around food. And it's gotten lost in the family that she's had to live with, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
And, but, so I'm trying to, as I was, and that's why I missed the call earlier, because I was on a plane. I was bringing her back to my house.
Mm.
So, because I've got her now for 3 weeks.
Nice.
And so,
well, you'll get her taste buds used to good stuff.
And that's the plan. And so, and to, you know, get her engaged again in the joy about food, because obviously that part of it is going to assimilate better in her body and be better for her. And also educate her a little bit more about her test results, too, because she was really interested in that. So I just, I was just kind of, I'm kind of thinking of this out loud as I was traveling with her. I mean, I can't put her on a full blown out program. It just, she won't be able to do it.
No.
Nor do I, because I don't want to discourage her. Yeah, I don't want to discourage her, but I do want to put her on more, I will put on more plants and I think bring in some of those other things. I just wanted some kind of advice, especially with the age right now. So
like you said, I would go for the softer, easier to eat stuff for sure. But I would think, you know, you want to make sure that you're taking out the bad stuff, especially with a heart thing. You want to make sure you're identifying and telling her what bad fats are and what good fats are and how to avoid the bad fats. And that the most important things when she's got cardiac stuff is the bad fats and the sugars and the refined carbs. So if she could focus on more veggies and she can focus on some other things, avocados and, you know, stuff like that. What I think just really, making it easy for her. And if the folks that if she has to eat what she's served, if she's in a situation where she just shows up, like if it's a, you know, assisted living type of thing, then they don't have a lot of choice.
No.
Right?
No, it's not like that. And frankly, the family needs, you know, there's health issues across the board because of the diet they're eating. So my hope is that whatever I bring back as recommendations will affect the entire family.
Yeah. And there's some good books that have good, you know, tasty. You find out what kind of spices they like and what kind of flavorings they like. What are the meals that they typically cook and how do you make them more whole and real.
This is totally, I could go Ayurveda on this.
Yeah, right. That's not going to work. But if they have particular things that they like.
Well, she has the Indian, you know, she likes a lot of Indian foods, a lot of, you know, like spiciness, a lot of kind of that.
So you can get her on dolls.
That's what she's used to.
Veggies
stuff. We're going to do that.
Yeah.
That helps.
Well, good luck. So you've got her for 3 weeks.
I've got her for 3 weeks.
Cool. Captive audience.
Yeah. Thanks.
Okay. Thanks. Okay. Let's see. Anybody else have questions? Let's see. So that was Jane. And it looks like Sequoia again. Okay, Sequoia. I think I opened you. Yeah, I opened you again, Sequoia. I don't know if I didn't put your hand down. Maybe I didn't put your hand down. But if you have another question, go for it.
Can you hear me?
I
didn't have another question, but I did have another comment about the strip. The fact that the monitor is an American unit helps with the glucose testing as well. Because it's a much larger scale, whereas in Canada you're looking at a 5-point something.
Mm.
And so I feel a much better feedback for the person doing the test. So there's another plus.
You get better feedback, you said? You're a little garbled. It's hard to hear.
It's better feedback for the client when they're looking at a larger scale.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than a 5-point, you know, they're looking at a difference between a 5.3 and a 5.5. Whereas if it's a difference between 80 and 100, it's much easier for them to see
the difference. Yes, I agree with that so much. Yes, that's why a lot of times I do like to get my people that are outside the United States to get them a meter that's a U.S. one, so that they're on the same page with us as we're working. And also for that reason, too, it's much different. Oh, it's 5. It's okay. It's a 5, right? It's like, meanwhile, a 5.1 is way different than a 5.9.
So I like the American scale. It's a lot more dramatic.
Yes, it is, for sure. But that's the way we are in America, right? We're much more dramatic. Melodramatic most of the time, but... Oh, good. Good. Thank you.
Bye.
If there's any other questions on the chat. Okay, I think we're done. I think we're good. Whoops, Valerie just raised her hand. Valerie, go for it.
Hi. My phone may die any second. The low battery just started.
Okay.
But I'm still trying to get some testing done before the practitioner's retreat, and I'm going to do the doctor's data comprehensive and some blood work. I don't think the Dutch is available yet on the website. I'm going to grab another phone.
Well, I know they were working on it. It's not on there yet. I know Scott's been working on it, but I don't know if it's...
But is that one I should do, or is there another
one? Well, I mean, there's no rush to do it before the practitioner's retreat. We're not going to really be, you know, everybody would not have opportunities to have all their labs completely read at the practitioner's retreat. It's certainly good to come and have a look at it, but we can do it on a call. There's no rush for it.
Okay. I'm just trying to figure out what to do, because I feel like there's a lot more work to do, and I don't really know where to start right now.
Well, based on the – I don't remember our last conversation and, you know, in terms of what was going on, and but if that was one that I did recommend, then it would be – it's a really good test to have. It's a great one to learn from. If you've got hormonal imbalances, adrenal imbalances, you know, female hormone imbalances, then it certainly is something to look at for sure.
I do have several of those.
Yeah. I think I remember that conversation that we said that, so yeah. Okay.
I'll just do the best I can.
Okay, great. All right. So, anybody else? Questions, comments? Okay, so we're going to hit the road, and I'm going to open up everybody's lines. Our next call, we have actually an office hours call tomorrow. We were going to do a content creation tomorrow, but it just there's no way I could get my content finished with all the website outages we had for the last 24 hours, so we canceled that. Plus, I looked at the calendar, and it's like, we need to do a better job of scheduling this. Somebody put all these calls on them, and I looked, and I said, there were five NEPT calls inside of 2 days. I think that's a little too concentrated for my days. Not that I don't love you guys, but I know your schedules for your tastes. It's like, that's crazy. So we'll do a better job of looking at it in the future and spreading the calls out so there won't be five of them within 2 days. I like to stick to one at the most, two a week. So, and that way we can get to talk to each other every week, and you don't feel like if I miss a call, then, oh, my God, I have to wait another month. There's always another one the next week. If you missed the one with Jess Armin this afternoon, I would highly recommend that you just go back to the email and click it and just download it and watch it and listen to it at your own convenience. He was a wealth of information. And if any of you are going to come to the office hours tomorrow, we'll come. And if not, I will talk to you next week. Bye-bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye, buddy. Bye. Love you guys. Much blessings.
Mm-hmm.
Any blessings.
Yep. Bye. Yeah.